Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Mark in Indianapolis.
Hi.
I had a time travel experience where I met someone from the future.
You did?
Yeah. This was in 1978.
And how did you get there?
Well, they came to me. What happened, my friend George and I were going fishing. On the way down to the lake, about 45 miles away, we were being paced by these objects. They were like probe kind of objects. We get down there, and they were coming in really close. I mean, to the point where they were like treetop.
What did they look like?
One, they were like pinballs. One was like a pinball. The other was like clear glass. It was pulling in like golden energy from the atmosphere. It was really beautiful.
Strange.
Yeah, so George freaks out. I mean, you know, I knew that something was about to happen, but I didn't know what was going to happen. Wind up staying up all night almost, and didn't have an encounter. Next day, he fell asleep. I thought, well, let's get out of here. Let's go. I'm just, you know, I'm too freaked out.
And you figured, those things aren't from this planet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So I dropped him off at home. He was living with his parents. I went home. I fell down on the bed and slept for like 6 hours. The next day, I went to see how he was doing. His mom says to me, why were you acting so strange last night when you came over? And I said, yeah, I wasn't here last night. She said, yes, you were. I said, no, I wasn't. And his dad says, what about the flying saucer? I said, what flying saucer? He says, the flying saucer you came out of and went back up into. And I said, Bob, I don't have a flying saucer.
What?
Yeah. And so we just dropped the argument. I was so freaked out. I thought, oh, my God, I've been cloned. You know, something strange is, you know, what's going on? I go to the coffee shop I always go to down here on the corner. And this guy comes walking in. And he looks at me like he knows me. And he almost starts laughing. He comes and sits down like 3 seats away from me at the coffee counter. He says, are you interested in metaphysics? I said, yeah. He said, well, write down 10 numbers between 1 and 100, and let's see if I can guess them. I wrote them down, and just that quick, he rattled them off.
Bang, got them all.
Every one. And it was a strange order, too. So we start talking. We were talking about time travel. And he says, you know, if someone was going to travel, they would probably be going into the past and travel in 40-year time loops on extraterrestrial spacecraft. I thought, okay, well, that's cool. So, you know, we're talking, and we talked about 4 hours. So he gets to leave, and I says, will I ever see you again? He laughs. He says, oh, don't worry, you'll see me again. Well, I did meet that guy in 1996 for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, what happened was, the next night, I get this craving for donuts at the shop right across the street from the coffee shop.
Okay.
2 in the morning, drive down there.
What year are we talking about now?
1978, April of 1978.
Okay.
Get my donuts, come back out, and I heard so clear the name Harding Street, so I drive to Harding Street and turn south. There's this orange light suspended in the sky. And the closer I'm getting, I'm getting this feeling like, well, I'm supposed to make a contact here. I'm thinking I'm talking, you know, I'm going to be meeting extraterrestrials. I'm talking to this thing, don't know who I'm talking to. I'm saying, which way do I go? You know, so he starts moving west over 465. I get on I-465, and I'm following the saucer almost on street level, 2 in the morning.
Well, tell me, I want to know how your buddy's parents knew all about this stuff, and you didn't even say you told them.
No, no. No, I was asleep at the time.
Yeah, but somebody told them.
No, they said I, or someone who looked like me, came walking into their house in a powder blue uniform. And walked in the kitchen, walked back out, said, see you later, and went back up into a flying saucer-like object that was hovering over the garage.
So what do you think it was? Somebody who looked like you?
No, it was me from the year 2018.
You from the year 2018?
Because, yeah, this guy I was talking to was apparently also on that ship. Now, what happened, I'm following this saucer, like on 465,
uh-huh.
going 65, 70, 75, at exactly 88 miles an hour. The lights went out, and it veered over a field and just vanished.
It's like Back to the Future.
Exactly.
You weren't in a DeLorean, were you?
No, no, no. See, in 1978, that didn't mean anything. But 7 years later, when the movie Back to the Future came out, then it made sense.
I'll tell you what, you sound like Al Bielek from the Philadelphia Experiment, almost, where you just plopped back into the future. I can't say that was a weird time travel story, but I will say it was a weird story.